Hey, how you doing? Well, I'm in Bucks County. I'm at my brother's house, I should say, and his wife. And I'm laying in bed, very comfortable bed, with a nice comfortable blanket, and I'm just feeling real good. Why am I laughing? Is it a nervous laugh? Is that what that is? What is that when you do that? I don't know. And I'm watching Last Comic Standing. So anyway, give me 1 second. By the way, today's show is sponsored by Subway. Eat at Subway and you'll feel less nauseous than some of the other places. Subway. Fresh bread, meat, not so fresh. You're going to like it though, if you're not too picky. All right, they're a new sponsor, so I wanted to give them a quick shout-out. Okay, Saturday, which is tomorrow, I have one show at the Comedy Cabaret. Unfortunately, it's sold out. The only thing I could say is if you didn't make your reservation, if you go and, you know, there's some no-shows, they'll let you in, but I don't want to promise anything. It's a 9 o'clock show, and usually by 20 minutes before showtime, they'll make a decision on that. So, but it is sold out. But I'll be in Thanksgiving at Helium. So there you go. And then let me just rip through this really quick, just in case. I will be in, I'll be in Tahoe, like the second week of August at the Improv. And then I'm doing the podcast festival. My show is on mine's the Sunday of the podcast festival at 2 o'clock. I'll give you more details on that. And then I'll be in Hawaii at the Comedy Festival in Maui, the end of October. And there's one more, and then that's it. And then I'll be in Chicago the week before I go home for Philly. Chicago's like the week before Thanksgiving. I don't have all the dates in front of me, but I know I'm at Up Comedy Club the week before Thanksgiving. So, you know, that'll get you close. Alrighty. Today with Rory Scovel. And it was a lot of fun. We put a cool video on Facebook. I think we tweeted it out too. And it was just, it was so much fun. Very, very, very relaxed and silly, as always. Alrighty. I pressed pause on my phone and then I forgot the last thing I said. So, I'll be on Conan this Tuesday. Coming up this Tuesday, Conan O'Brien. And then Jimmy Fallon somewhere in September. Alrighty. That's it. Have fun.
Have fun. Bye. This is the new way that I talk.
Alrighty, I'll see you at the Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County. We'll hang out afterwards. It's going to be fun. Alright, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Rory Scovel's here. What do you want?
Did you start recording? After all that. Well, what do you say? It's up to you, Rory. I'm letting you run the ship today because we're so happy you're back. You want to play the intro?
Can I be 100% honest?
Sure.
Let's go in for the close right now. Let's start going in for the close right now.
We should wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up starting right now.
You know what? This is our last show, so let's just do whatever we want.
I agree. Have you announced that this is the last show?
This is the last show. I thought it would be funny every week to have your last show. You go, fuck it, we're doing whatever we want. People go, don't you do that every week? Well, with Chris Hardwick, breathing down my...
Rules.
Do you want to play the opening?
Let's do it.
Okay. The actual opening? I don't think we even have that ready, but if you want it, we'll do it. Do your thing, the cop that's a magician, while we're waiting to get the opening you were doing before the show.
Well, you got to, like, see it, right?
No, people visualize it at home.
All right.
How are you, everybody? I know we didn't say hi yet. This is the cold opening. So he comes up to me before the show, and he's like, you're like a cop and a magician.
Pot out of the back of your... What's that behind your ear? Pulls pot out.
No, say it to me.
Hey, what's that behind your ear?
There's nothing behind my ear.
Yeah, there's a butt of pot. You're under arrest.
What?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a magician.
and a detective.
And a detective.
That would be a great thing.
I'm a detective.
But by the way, no bullshit. You know they have sleight of hand? That would be... Like, if a detective wanted to...
A detition.
Thank you very much. All right, everybody, that's our show. No, but you know how sometimes they can, like, they, what do they call it when they slip a gun in or they put drugs on you? If you
dirty, were dirty cops.
Yeah, if you're dirty.
I'm a magician, dirty cop.
Yeah.
So I'm really good at it.
He goes, oh, what's this over here? Because you're like, well, that wasn't even there before. And even the guy doing it's like, it looked like it was there. Yeah. I mean, he didn't look like
Scott,
he
did. Scott would say, like, oh, that's not even my pod. I can't be under arrest. Well, the handcuffs are already on you. Oh, my God. He gets impressed. Gee, you're really good.
Already we're having fun. Rolling the jingle, motherfucker.
A very funny Rodney guy, Todd Glass.
Oh, thank you. Sarah Schaefer's here, everybody. Shut it off. Sarah Schaefer's here. We want to take the time to say hi to her. Do you have a Twitter account? I like Sarah Schaefer. You should see before the show. She goes out with, she's her own identity.
Yeah.
So we don't have to, but you happen to, you're dating Scott Moran? Mm-hmm. And before the show, I went to say hi to her, give her a nice hug. I had met her once before. Scott leaped over a table, got in the middle of us. Yeah, I thought I introduced you. But obviously, he's like, doesn't want us to be around each other. Anyway, so Sarah Schaefer. What's your Twitter handle?
Sarah Schaefer
1. Let's really, so let's talk until Scott gets jealous. When did you start tweeting? I don't know why I think that's funny. We overly, I'm overly like.
When did Twitter start for you?
When did.
Call me ever again, because we're done.
The Todd Glass Show launches.
Hold on, stop the intro for a second. Scott Moran is also.
You can't, I was
here.
In the middle of a drink. Oh. Nothing like a real good spit take. That was better than a spit take.
That was
take.
One. That
By
was
the
one
way,
you could have had.
Chris on Chris Hardwick's show, I actually he got me to do where it wasn't even a spit take. I was like, you're not going to swallow this, spit it out. So I dribbled it onto the floor without even trying to.
Yeah.
You just made me do a spit choke. And that's
where
I
were able to get
I
it
got
down.
It down, but it was I choked a little.
Sometimes
bit.
I'll go back into the glass.
What were you going to say? We got
Scott
a great
Moran
show today.
Scott, are you on Twitter? Okay.
Great.
That's a good. Roll the intro.
Hey, Zach. No, it's not. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Hold on. In all seriousness, stop. And I'm not joking around. I swear to God, that was disrespectful. You do for her what you do for him.
Presents Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan. Again. If you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know, let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
John, it's Aaron. Mark, I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
Start acting nice
to people.
Podcast Hello? Todd Glass Show can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd.
What's that? From the beautiful La Cienega Strip.
Mark Maron, he wants to come on the show. Don't be nice to me.
Hiya, top black
Let's do a poll.
Voters. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Warm-up guy.
Yeah! Wow! Yeah!
Yeah! Rory! 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 Rory!
Hey! Oh, Jesus.
Wow. That's impressive.
Stop the. What is the handle for your Twitter?
I don't even know.
Bleep it out, whatever he says.
Make it monster voice and bleep it out.
It's a little tricky. It's actually Scott Moran.
@murderbug.com.
All right, there you go. Thanks for giving it.
So follow him if you guys want to look it up right now.
Let's
go
say it again seriously.
Yeah, say it one more time seriously. All right, I'm looking that up right now. Ooh, you're on Instagram, too. These are good photos.
All right, let's get through this. We got a lot of serious... First of all, Roy, to George Carlin. You know what that means? The truth. I don't even give you a chance
what
to...
What if I don't know who George Carlin is? Well, does it still count?
No. How do you like when you meet a young comic? Most of them know all the iconic comedians. They go, I never heard of Rodney Dangerfield. We'll fucking go home and learn learn about it. I know who Bob Hope is, and he wasn't my fucking time. That's why I know all... But yes, Blake Wexler. He knows everybody. Sure I know who Spooky Kaka is.
That's a good Blake Wexler.
All right, listen. Let me take a deep breath. First of all, let me just get through this really
quick. How famous
quick.
Was Spooky Caca?
He was good. He was a contemporary. He wrote this song. It was very big for this song. Seriously. This is...
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest.
Oh, shut it off. The fuck? The shit show we have? But I let it get right to the part where...
Come on, what are we doing
here? What the
here?
Fuck? What yeah, the you make fuck? Yourself a hero.
God damn it.
Don't play that.
The morning show?
Jesus.
They're trying to sell cars downstairs. Can you imagine? The guy's ready to close the deal, and he hears, my girl's got the smallest pussy in town. What's going on up there? Oh, it's a radio show.
Well, I want 2,000 less if that's a real radio show.
All right, you got it. So, Rory, what I was saying, let me just calm down, put the fan on me here. Hold on. Seriously. I'm happy you're back. I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
What time do you be up in the morning? Seriously. To George Carlin.
2 p.m. No. All right, to George Carlin.
Okay, okay. He didn't hear. It's okay.
I'm going to be up at, I think, 8?
8 o'clock?
8:30.
And now, does that put you in a different headspace tonight, or can you let go and really enjoy the night?
I intend to be very dramatic.
Can I? I don't even know what you meant, but I want to go to the next thing so bad I'm out of here.
I don't even care. I'm straight for the next thing.
Look at me. Look how much I'm good to interview. I sit with my hand like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, If I have something to do the next day, like for me, the perfect day is nothing for the next 2 days. Then I can really enjoy the night. But if I have to go, I have to get up at 4 the next. No, I don't mean get up. I get up at 9:30 pretty much every day. But I don't want to have anything to do in the morning.
Right.
But tomorrow it should be fun. But anyway, it's a. So let me rip through this stuff really quick.
Okay.
You do whatever you want over there. Portland. You've been to the Have you been to the Portland Helium, Rory?
Love it. I love the heliums.
I feel like when I go off too much on like having a great time in a city, it might seem disingenuous, but
yeah.
There is more than one city I have a great time in. But Portland, it's pure joy. Joe opened all the shows, lyricist Joe with his friend Glenn,
mm-hmm.
and they played, he had a really cool old guitar. And he old cool amp, and he sat on the amp, and the guy was right next to him in drums. They all both had black shirts on, and they did like just cool jazz as people were coming into the club. And then we started the show. We said, other than that, you know, I made my announcements. Other than that, folks, it's showtime. And then boom, they did a one minute version of Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
It went black afterward. Dun 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 dun. Doom black. The whole room goes black. Ladies and gentlemen, Blake Wexler. They play him up to the stage.
That's great.
It was great. And then when I was done my show, I never realized because. That when they started playing, yeah, you don't have the MC go back up on the stage.
Yeah.
Like, treat it like a theater show.
Yeah.
When you say goodnight, black. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass from the back of the room.
Yeah.
And the crowds were just great. There were two people that I met particularly that, one, you remember who you were because you had your two friends that were going out to their car. Remember, you brought them and they would go to their car. The guy said my face was sweaty. You were very nice, and I know you didn't end up coming to that other show.
Your face is sweaty. Anyways, I got to go back to my car. Hi, I'm Todd Glass. Your face is sweaty.
It wasn't that much different, by the way.
I'm going to go back to my car.
And then he had his girlfriend. She sat in the car revving the engine. Yeah. But I did say this. I really liked his
revving
friends.
Revving the engine? Who are these?
Well, listen. She was doing it as a parody, and I knew it. I said... First of all, the guy that I forget your name, but you had really cool sideburns. And
yeah, I did. I did have great sideburns.
And then your two friends, even though he said my face was sweaty, his girlfriend was revving the engine. And I said, I already liked her when I met her outside the comedy club. And then I went, who is that revving the engine? I know she's doing it as a parody. No one revs an engine like that. They go, that's the girl that was over here. I go, again, I like her. But anyway, so and the other guy, you gave me a card, and it was... Very nice. And don't think it fell on deaf ears. I read it this morning at my house, or I read it when I got home on Sunday night at my house. And it was very nice. So I don't want you to think it fell on deaf ears. I love that term. Anyway, so, and then a guy comes up to me after the show. I barely remembered, but lyricist Joe was there.
What I like about that phrase, too, is if that guy gave you your card. He gave you that card, and he's like,
he gave me a card, a written card.
Right,
a
and he's
nice
like,
card.
Oh, I hope Todd isn't deaf. I hope he reads that. I hope he's not deaf.
I heard all he hears is jingles. He's deaf, but he's deaf for anything.
He can
but
only hear a jingle.
He can only hear jingles with his name in them.
It's like a dolphin that can only... here when there's trouble. I don't know where that's going. I try to fit a flipper reference into every show.
I know you do, and that's why I respect you.
Thank you. Your face is sweaty. I hope that's the first thing you said.
By the way, he's... Yes.
We enjoyed your show, sweat face. Ever heard of a towel? Jesus Christ, get a fucking towel.
He really said that to me.
I got one in my car. I'll be right back.
That's why he kept going to his car. Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, the guy said that to me. And by the way, the sideburns, I'm calling you sideburns. You couldn't have been cooler. Like, this is why I pictured listening to my show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want them to think like, oh, they're cool looking people, right? You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I like everyone to listen to my show. Even people that look like me. Sweaty. But the guy
facially,
the guy
your armpits were like dry as a desert. Smelled great. Your face was like an ocean.
The guy who said I sweat a lot, when I was leaving the club, he was sitting on the stool and he had like an, oh no, he was at the bar with an ice pack on his head. He said he somehow got heartburn. So I went to my bag because I have like a few hotel washcloths, clean ones. I wet it in the sink and I gave it to him. Then outside, he tells me my face is sweaty. I go, oh, is that how you think of who I am and you are? I'm the guy who got you a nice clean washcloth. You're telling me my face is sweaty.
Yeah. Hung up means it's clean. On the floor means it's dirty. What's it mean if you get it wet and hand it to a stranger at a bar? Classic Todd.
Say that again. Say that again.
What's it? I don't even know what I said. On the floor means it's dirty. Hung up means it's clean.
No, seriously. How did you get started in comedy? Tell me the truth. I'm not doing a joke. I swear to God. I just genuinely want to know.
Do you know about Make-A-Wish?
No.
Do you know about Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, tell me the story.
All right, well, when I was...
No, don't do it.
Seriously,
I'm sorry.
Time.
Look at me. Look at my eyes.
Yeah.
That was disrespectful.
Have you seen the movie Big?
I'm going to ask you another I'm going to ask you another question.
I was at a state fair. I bought a quarter in a...
Okay, listen. I don't deserve a second chance. How did you meet... And I don't deserve a second chance because I would understand if right now... Look at me and listen to me.
Yes.
If you said, no, you fucking play that blah, blah, blah. I was like, I've heard you do it before. I'm not going to do it again. I'm sorry.
I trust that you won't do it again.
How did you meet Jordan? And I'm really interested. Everybody shut the fuck up and listen.
Well, you know how there's like night blah, walkers blah, that...
Blah,
oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
I can get through this. You know how there's night walkers, blah, prostitutes?
Blah,
blah.
Oh.
She used to work at the call center for a prostitute. They said she wasn't pretty enough for the street.
Oh.
So she would tell the prostitutes which corners to be on.
She was like 1-800-DENTIS?
Yeah, she wasn't even like a low-level prostitute. She worked at the call center. You know, like when you call for a cab, you don't talk to the cab driver,
no.
You talk to the person at the call center.
She was the 1-800-CALL.
Yes, but she also had a very husky voice like a lot of those people at the taxi places.
1-800-PROSTITUTE.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Yeah, that's
how
it.
How can I help you?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Jordan, it's Rory. I mean, the other way around.
There goes that bit. So anyway, sideburns, you're all right. You're my kind of guy. That sounds a little...
What is it?
By the way, before the show, you want to know what we do before the show? Me and Jake sit here. Andrew Stottle stops in once in a while. Aristotle. And I said, do you think since Jordan won't be here tonight, because I found out she texted me something nice... This is you know, the things we go over. I go, would it be in bad taste or like cheesy if we said she's here and then we kept going like,
Jordan.
These guys are like, what do you think? I'm like, maybe we shouldn't do it.
No, she'd love it.
She would, like a tribute to her.
Ask her. She's over in the corner.
You have to move your mouth away from the mic so it's
what?
Real.
Oh, I'm doing it wrong? Why don't you get a towel? You look like Niagara Falls is coming off your bangs.
Oh my God. That's fucking beautiful.
That's how much fun you made me have. I'm not even joking. That was real. To George Carlin. I just wanted to release the amount of fun I'm going to have tonight. Listen, let me get through this. Really quick. We're going to have a fun night tonight. It's really going to be a lot of fun. We start, you know. What's this?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
All right, I'm going to read a quote.
Could you be mine?
I like this. It's just, let me get it out of the way. You can fade that out.
Mr. Rogers, how you
or
doing?
Or just play it really lowly. I feel like, read the quote with that, like, delicately
okay.
on.
I really do like this, actually. It's from Malcolm X. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing.
That's very, I
couldn't agree with that more. So there's that, and there's that, and there's that.
What was that?
That's the sound of me folding it neatly and putting it back in its respected folder.
Who was...
You shut your fucking pie hole.
You're the most aggressive host.
Before the show, we were there's a song that I'm going to use later, and it's called "No." I Dreamed There Was No War, and it reminded me of an old David Spade joke. He said he went to see Bono, and they were all going, "No war, no war." But he thought that thought they were saying "no more," so he's like, "No more, no more." The whole section's like, "Huh?" Anyway, fucking throw him a piece of shit. Okay, so I think we got through everything. The Portland guys, I loved you.
I loved hanging out with you.
What?
There's also Tom from Portland.
Well, Tom from Portland. Thank you, Jake. Tom from Portland came up
to... Thank you, Jake from California.
Jake from California. And Sarah from, well, New York originally. Sarah Schaefer, right?
Virginia.
Sarah, Virginia. I know. I'm not an idiot asshole. The guy was wrong, and then he's cocky about it. But
Scott, where are you from?
Seriously.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, stop it. Stop it.
That isn't
okay,
fair.
Okay. Truce. We're not doing that game anymore.
Okay.
We're not doing it anymore.
All right. Do you want me to slide him the mic?
What inspired you the most? Like, is there anybody? Yeah, seriously. No, you don't have to slide him the mic, because sliding the mic for me doesn't work. But, Scott, not doing it. We're not doing it. It's immature. And don't think I'm doing the thing where I say I'm not doing it, I'm going to do it, because this audience knows me better than that.
Yeah.
Scott.
They have sideburns. They're better than that.
Yes. They... How did you... Stop moving your mic.
I can't. No, I have to twist it back in. Hold
okay,
on.
Well, twist it back in. I've heard that before.
I have to twist
yeah,
it
Yeah, I used
back
to fuck
in.
Pigs. And they have a corkscrew dicks. Sure, everybody knows that.
Everybody knows about it.
Everybody knows that. I'm fuck pigs and I have bad diction. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that
a pig has a corkscrew cock. That was my first book. First country hit. Whatever joke works, I'll do. I just
Scott, how did you get
seriously,
started?
Seriously, hey.
All right, yeah.
Look me in the eye. I swear to God we're not going to do it. But I'm just, because you did, what inspired you to do Modern Comedian? Seriously.
Well, blah, 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 blah.
All right, Jake. Isn't it fun every time? It's so, I don't give a shit. Let me tell you something right now, Jake. You listen up good, you little piece of shit. We will not be doing that bit anymore.
Can I tell you something that a guy, the guy who owns this place, who was so nice to let me do it, we're at Black Horse Motors, but he was telling a mutual friend of ours, and I still get paranoid. He goes, you know, Todd's still over there doing the podcast upstairs. I found this out this week, and he goes, yeah. He goes, you know, sometimes I'm doing I'm working on cars late at night, and I hear some polka song, being blared out with trumpets. He goes, it's a little weird, but other than that, it's all going.
Trying to fix the carburetor, and suddenly there's a song about a girl's pussy.
Yeah, imagine that. He's downstairs. He's like, oh, okay. With a
my
customer.
What's,
oh, they do a podcast downstairs?
How much is this vehicle?
Well, this is a 1938 Dusseldorf.
Okay. Those are pretty nice, right? Those are like good cars.
Jay Leno has one.
Oh.
Gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
What was that?
No, that's not from our show. That's just from upstairs.
No, if that's the kind of music that's going to play in here, I want free floor mats and 8 air fresheners. It doesn't even bid very high. Free floor mats.
You take a normal car. You know, the guy goes, I'll throw in the floor mats. Fuck those dealers. I'll throw in the floor mats. Fuck you. I'll throw in all the money that I owe you. Meaning that's what we expect. Yeah, I'll throw in the floor mats. All right, well.
I'll throw in the gas pedal.
Yeah.
I thought it would come with
thank
it.
Thank you.
It doesn't come with it?
No.
10 air fresheners.
10 air fresheners. How about the people that hang their air freshener from the rearview mirror? I tell people, and I told Nick, get rid of it. Don't hang. Why would you hang? I'm serious. Don't tell me there's not a reason. By the way, if I had money for lie detector tests, I'm not joking around, to George Carlin, I would have. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, when sometimes on Dr. Phil when they give a lie detector.
Just so you know, those are like $50. Keep going.
The air fresheners?
Things aren't going well for you. No lie detector tests.
Just on sometimes on Dr. Phil when they give a lie detector test, and I do believe it. To George Carlin, I believe it. He goes, "This is not a lie detector test that you'll see on another show where they, it's not. This is a serious lie detector test." And I would give that type to people. Even for something like that, the air freshener. No, you did not. You didn't do it for no reason. Right. You didn't just go, what is that? There's, you specifically had it hanging there, and there's a reason. And Nick, yes, I am thinking about you because he had the Christmas one. I know there's people listening right now going, I have the Christmas air freshener.
Jewish.
Well, that's the only reason it bothered me. So a listener came up there, and then we're going to take a break. I'm going to get some fresh air, and we're going to have a lot of fun. What time is it?
9:30.
Is it really?
No.
We got to go in for the close.
We're in the middle of the close.
Some listener came up to me after the show. Lyricist Joe was there, and it was very late at night. God, those food trucks were good. Son of a bitch.
Oh, in Portland?
Yeah, there's one thing. They bring out this vat of French fries, and they put peanut butter and jelly all over them. It's like, ooh. Shut up.
Yeah. Keep it weird.
You know what? Good for them. I like Portland. They're right. Keep it weird. Weird's good. Weird is good. I don't make fun. You know what?
Keep it out of my church is what I say. Keep it up there.
That's a horrible bumper sticker. Keep it out of my church.
Yeah, because no one even knows what it means.
I love you, Portland. So a listener came up after the show, and his name was Tom, Saturday Late Show. And lyricist Joe, was sitting right at the bar. He goes, and by the way, we don't get carried away, everybody. This guy really didn't think we were going to do it. He's like, why don't you guys write a song for me? And I remember him asking that. I'm like, you never know. Lyricist Joe today sends me this. Now, Tom, this is not Tom Martin. Don't be confused. This is for the – it was Late Show Saturday. I'm almost I'm positive. And the guy came up. He said it. And we moved on.
Ain't no sunshine when Tom's gone. Haven't seen them since the Late Show Saturday.
Huh?
Ain't no sunshine when Tom's gone. And he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away.
I'm not even joking. What I like about Tom is that he walked up and said, how come you don't write a jingle for me? As though you guys already knew him.
Why haven't I gotten anything?
They're like, we have no idea who you are.
Listen, remember the guy that told me he had a sweaty face?
Yeah.
We did something for him, too. Listen to it. All right. You learn your lesson. Sorry, sideburns.
My favorite would be him sitting next to his stereo right in that moment being like, oh, shit, turning up really loud. Nothing happens. You say, now you learned your lesson. And he's like,
and everybody,
I did.
Everybody go like,
I did learn my lesson.
Everybody, when he goes turn up, everyone make like hissing sound into the mic. Here's what he hears as he turns it up. Ready? Oh, here, we got something for you, sideburns friends.
We both ran out of
Do you want to end on something before we take a break, and then we'll come back full-fledged? Can I read something that's sort of... I thought it was very heartwarming, genuinely, and then we'll take a break?
Can,
do you mind,
can
Rory?
We talk about it as a group first? Well, is everybody okay with
it? We got a tight time schedule, so 9:30.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, read it.
On Saturday.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
I get it. Todd gets a lot of requests that he doesn't talk about, and people are always like, will you read heartwarming stuff?
I do. Listen, Rory. Don't.
How come you guys haven't written a jingle about me? Who are you? Tom.
Remember when Rory's here? Remember, what's your girlfriend's name? Jordan? When Jordan's here, she gives you those evil eyes. It means, you know Todd's trying to be serious.
I know, yeah.
That's why
does.
I love her. When the minute he said she wasn't going to be here, I'm like, fuck. Because she's like,
with Todd's being serious.
She does it with like the finger in the. And then you get in the.
She is here.
You act right.
Come on! Whoa, come on!
We had Mexican for dinner.
I just love it because it's so stupid. So, anyway, listen, I had a teacher in high school. His name.
We all did. Quit bragging. You don't know what to brag about.
I'm not going
to
fight you. I'm just do whatever you want. Do whatever you want, but I'm going to read it.
All right, read it.
And I know you. No, maybe I shouldn't.
No, read it. No, I do want to know what it is now.
Oh, do you? Then yes. You shut your fucking mouth, Rory Scovel. I want you to apologize to me. I want to believe it. I want to believe it. That
all right.
I want to believe it when you apologize to me, and I'm not joking around.
All right. Todd, earlier in the show, I realized I said some harsh things. And if I could take them back, I would.
About Mr. Smedley?
Oh, about Mr. Smedley?
Yeah, when I said I wanted to read the letter he wrote me.
Oh, no, I was apologizing for something else. Why did you...
Well, what was the other thing? I didn't even think there was anything else.
I don't know. I was like, Todd, come with me into this empty skating rink. I want to... I want to apologize for something. Anyways, I'm sorry.
All right, I'll read
Can
it.
I read it?
No.
Can I read it with Echo and that music? Or is it more serious than that?
Well, it's not too serious, but would you read it seriously?
You want me? I'll read it seriously.
And then we'll go to break.
All right.
But let me tell you this about Mr. Smedley. When I wrote him a letter... And he was my high school teacher, and in my book I reference him. And he was always...
Oh, you have a book!
Todd has a book! Todd, we're making fun of you? Todd wrote a book!
I was on Jimmy Kimmel!
Todd writes books!
I reference my book in casual conversation!
What a nerd! Who writes a book anymore?
Shut up! Who writes a book anymore?
I had somebody else do the audiobook for it. Boo!
Nerd.
You have no idea. Every single fucking time, I love it. When they do that, it just fills me. It's so... Why does that feel so good? It's so silly. Oh, right. Mentions it in casual conversation. So I wrote Mr. Smedley a letter, and then we're going to take a break and get some fresh air. I wrote him a letter saying, I talked about him in my book, and I said that
someone has a book!
Twice in one day I reference it because it's so casual
I thought
me.
Of things in my life, and I wrote them down.
You can read it.
You can read it. Stories and memoirs. Amazon.com.
Simon and Schuster produced
it. I do book signings.
My next one's on this date. Boo.
The Todd Glass situation.
Thank you, Sarah, for not joining in. You're the only one that I truly love. Scott jumps on the table. Jumps on the table accidentally.
What did you say?
All right, listen. No joking. I'm not going to try to say anything. Okay, please.
Tell the story. So you wrote Mr. Smedley.
I talked about him in this thing I did.
Okay. I wish you were more specific, but go on.
I wrote a book.
Wow!
Chapters. Something to brag about. My book has chapters.
I use paper.
All right, listen to George Carlin now, because we got to get through this. So I referenced him, and he wrote me a letter back. I said he never made me feel stupid in school. Like whenever he talked to me, even though I really couldn't follow anything. Him and a few other teachers, a lot of my teachers, I remember specifically feeling smart when I talked to them because they got my sense of humor. I got their sense of humor. So I talked about him in my book, and then he wrote me this letter. And I met his kids this weekend, and they were so nice. They were so cool. And I was smoking pot. I said, guys, if you want to stay, you can. But I go... But don't tell your dad I was smoking pot. I go, of course I'm kidding. And I go, no, I wasn't. Like, I didn't want Mr. Smedley to think of me smoking pot. And I don't want to think of him smoking pot. But his kids were, you could tell that they had a good upbringing. And Mr. Smedley, like, was, you know, he was great. So he wrote me this letter, and I thought it really, you know, it really says a lot. Will you read it?
I'll read it.
Now, will you read it seriously, though? Because it's a sweet letter.
But I want a little bit of echo and a little bit of music.
Okay, all right. And then we'll after this, we'll. If you promise, to George Carlin, do you promise?
That what?
That you're going to read it seriously?
Yeah, I'm going to read it seriously.
Jordan, I mean, sorry. Rory.
Nothing and then we'll, makes her happier than when you accidentally call me Jordan. And actually, it kind of makes me happy, too.
And then we're going to take a break. Well, because we're going to take a break, read this letter from Mr. Smedley. I think it says a lot about that he consciously knew what he was doing when he was doing it, and there was a reason that he did what he was doing. And okay. Then we'll take a break, get some fresh air, we'll come back and do the show. By the way, this is when other shows go, so we're done. This is a cold opening on the Todd
Glass. This is
Glass
still
show.
The cold opening to
it's
the close.
Cold opening.
This
cold opening,
opening
to, the close.
To the close.
All right, here we go.
Todd, I had forgotten about that time that
no,
I
don't like
you.
That character.
All right.
Come on. May pretend. Hey, by the way, this is a go-to for me a lot. But I want you to may pretend you're in a movie. Rory, and I see you showing up a lot of stuff. You're not getting hired because you don't take good direction. Okay? You're getting hired because what they ask you to do, you know how to fucking do it. And I believe that to George Carlin. So this has to be more. This is a scene in a silly movie, but the silly part of it is that you have to read it real. That's what makes the bit funny.
No voice.
Just a regular, just a very. If you want to go like, if you want to, you know, just go overly sentimental.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about this character either. By the way, you're about ready to get fired off of $50,000.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, read it now. To George Carlin.
Todd, I'd forgotten about that time that I let you go with your class. I remembered it when I read the quote in the book. Thanks for the positive comment. The toughest thing about teaching you and other students like you was that...
Hold on. I'm to George Carlin. I want to start over, and I tell you why. Oh, shut up. When he says,
I was getting to a place.
Turn his reverb off. He doesn't earn it.
Give me more of it.
No. I want none of it. You get none of it.
Okay.
When he said, I let you go with the class, when he said, I let you go with the class, it's because when I flunked 10th grade, and then I didn't want to go to an assembly with my flunked class. I wanted to go with the 11th grade class. And I asked him, and he goes, come with my class. You'll be fine. Like, he let me walk in with the 11th grade class. And I never forgot that. That's true George Carlin, the truth.
I have this same story.
Are you serious?
I flunked the 10th grade. I had to repeat the 10th grade.
That's what I did.
I had to do the exact same thing, only I didn't have a Mr. Smedley. And now I'm going to put that emotion into this story, in this letter. But that is a true to George Carlin.
I love that.
To George Carlin, I have
but,
the exact
by the way,
same
you
story.
Said you said it like mine was 10th grade, too. Then I was supposed to be in 11th grade, but I wasn't. I had to go to an assembly with the 10th grade class. I was mortified.
I had to do that. And they were all like, oh, no, the 11th grade is meeting in the theater. And I was like... Yeah, I know. I'm in the 10th grade again. And it was the most real moment of my life. I was like, no, I have to be here with you guys. I'm not in the 11th grade. And everyone's like, oh, okay.
It crushed me. It crushed me. And you know what else? One time I remember I told this kid because he was picking on me. So I told this other kid, Joe Greco, to tell this kid that I had a disease and I was dying. And then he told him that. And then you could tell the bully... You could tell the bully stopped picking on me. And then he found out I was lying, and Mr. Smedley came up to me, and he goes, did you tell someone you were dying so they wouldn't pick on you? And I said, I did. He goes, I remember him just going, no, I guess that would work. And then he was like, he didn't even get mad at me. He's like, probably if someone's picking on you and you tell them you're dying, though, Mr. Smedley just sort of put his hands up and was, let it go.
Okay.
No, shut up. So you know what my favorite part that you said? You didn't have a Mr. Smedley.
I didn't have a Mr. Smedley.
All right. Is that necessary?
Yeah, it's how I warm up.
Seems like you're doing it over. Okay, look, I don't want to overuse this term, but to George Carlin, do a straight read.
Todd, I had forgotten about that time that I let you go with your class. I remembered it when I read the quote in the book. Thanks for the positive comment. The toughest thing about teaching you and other students like you was that it was easy to recognize that you were a good, intelligent, and sincere person. But that high school was not set up so that you could succeed. I thought it was part of my job to make you and those like you feel accepted and valued as a person by fostering a relationship that went beyond the prescribed curriculum. The intention was to make high school tolerable, so that when your time in life came to succeed, you could jump on it and move forward. I am very proud to have taught you and love reading about your successes. And it is special to me special to me that we are still in touch. Hope to see you soon. Live. Don.
And we will be back. Good night, Mr. Smedley.
I didn't think so.
Do you want the burden of Todd being poor?
That's so
give
great.
Give some cash, even give more. Do
go you want the burden Indiegogo. Of Todd? And, go and, to the Indiegogo.
And some listener sent that in, and guess what? I knew it as soon as it was playing. It's not in front of me, but we will figure out who you are, and that's so cool. It's
real,
my fault.
It's the real Christian way. So.
What's the real Christian? Oh, yeah, the real Christian way. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I had a hard I had a hard time hearing it, but I loved it. Some of it.
Yeah.
It sounds like he, like, really? Is that the way you compliment me?
Well, the guy who wrote it was like, I hope this doesn't fall on deaf ears. And it did. It actually did.
You said you tried, well, we were taking a break. You said you tried heroin.
Heroin 17 times. Never once did I get high. I lost my family, my car, my house, my dog, but I. Never once did I get high.
For what, though? Then?
What?
Even if that guy's real, I love it. Because why would he keep doing it if he and he loses his family? And he
heroin aside, I lose stuff. I'm a guy who loses things.
Oh, so you're not blaming it on the heroin.
So you just misplaced them? The heroin. I never got high even one time.
All right, I guess that makes sense.
I don't know what city they're in. I went for a walk one day on heroin, of course.
All right, listen, here's what I'd like to do. Are you ready, Jake? Are you paying attention? That's a stall tactic for me. What I'd like to do is... what? Did we play this yet?
Nope.
Is this his old one?
Rory!
Close your eyes, everybody. It's going to be a fun show. Now
do
we start.
Some heroin right now if you got it.
Do it. Why not? Now's the time.
A lot of cool listeners do heroin while they listen to podcasts.
Oh, my God. My sister-in-law is going to call the show. I know it. I'm not even joking around.
Todd, you know Todd listens to the show. Please leave a message after the tone. Hi, Todd. It's Meryl. You know I know what you do, and I know it's all right, but Todd listens. Why do you make jokes about doing heroin? Because...
Meryl, I told you not...
By the way, this is not
far off from what happened.
Meryl, I told you don't listen to the show.
Because I liked it.
But not the part where you talked about doing heroin.
Anyway, so... what was that?
What's up?
Okay.
Caller, go ahead.
Hello, caller. What do you... What
meow.
Do you, all right, listen. This has been a long
meow.
Time. Okay, you're saying blowjob. Yes. Caller, go ahead. What did you call for?
Meow.
Hello. Oh, I got the bit wrong. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. Okay, now it's better. Okay, caller. No, I'm not going to... I completely switch the bit now to
meow.
A different... Okay, you're saying...
Meow.
Meow. I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying. Blowjob.
Meow.
Oh, no, yes. You're saying...
Meow.
Okay, say what you just said. Blowjob. What
meow.
Do you mean, no? Blow. Okay. Let me clean... Well, now you're just when I said I want to clean my head out, it sounds
meow.
Like you said blow job.
Meow.
Hang up. No, hang up. I can't. This is driving me nuts. Don't take this call again. We have the worst hangup, but I love it. Oh, I love shitty sound effects. I seriously do. If you took Mitch Hedberg's jokes and you just had them spit out as a computer, that's what you're about to hear throughout today's show. Some more of this. They're funny jokes. You know they're funny because just said by a computer. They're great jokes.
Do you think when the guy came up with the idea to invent the bong, a black light popped up over his head? I think animal crackers made people think all animals taste the same. What does a giraffe taste like? A hippopotamus.
This would be great to listen to all, just all, listen to the whole
I'd
thing.
I'd hate to be a giraffe with a sore throat. God damn it anyway.
Because so much throat. Right? Is that the joke? Okay, one more. What am I, an idiot?
My fake plants died because I did not pretend to water them.
Oh, Jesus.
That's how you know those are good jokes.
It is true.
If that voice makes those jokes funny, those are great, great jokes.
Right. That's what I told everybody. No one listens to me.
Yeah, do one more.
I feel like nobody listens to me.
I want to make a vending machine that sells vending machines. It would have to be real fucking big.
It would have to be real fucking big.
I never heard that one. There's a lot of them I haven't heard. Oh, this is my new favorite thing to do on the show. Could be my all-time favorite thing. I want to play them so bad that I would love to sit here and play them all tonight, but we're not going to because I want to have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
What if I turn it about me?
Mitch! Why'd you have to go and leave me, buddy? Why, Mitch?
You're like, Todd, it's really not about Mitch anymore, is it?
No! We talked about things you never shared with anybody.
Come on, I never did. I'm trying to get the audience.
You told me you wanted me to have your inheritance. I don't want it. I don't want it. You used to sit up till 3 in the morning, but Todd, I know you take care of your mother, and that means the world to me.
That's right. Todd refused Mitch's inheritance. Go to the Indiegogo page if you can and put $5 or $10 down. Help Todd out. He's had a rough year. The Todd Glass situation. He's broke. That's the situation. That's what he's not telling you. He's broke.
The Todd Glass situation. Oh. Voted number one by the Book Club Association of America.
Jen Kirkman is shitting in our fucking pants right now. I feel bad. I mean, it's obvious we're having a different type of fun. And I love her. Like, I'm seriously... Do George Carlin, one of my favorites. Oh, wait, don't do George Carlin in a bit. Back up. Even though it was true what I was going to say, but don't mix the two. That listener's proud of me. I swear to God. I mean, I love when she's on the show. I really do. But she's listening to the show right now. I feel bad, and I don't know what to do because I had one of those moments we were laughing so hard, I'm like, Jen's getting jealous.
Because she has a book, too?
Should I? I think she just hears. Like, you know how I'm, you hear me banging.
Well, you got voted that.
Should I take this out, edit out the part so she doesn't hear how much fun we were having? Or do I leave it in and say, listen, Jen, there's other guests I like?
Oh, you're saying a favorite guest. I thought you were saying she's jealous of your book.
No. She's jealous that we're having so much fun.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Edit it out.
Who wouldn't be?
Can we dumb it down to make her feel better?
Like, yes. Just not.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. I'll edit this out, I swear. She'll never know, because otherwise that'd be mean.
Right.
Just let's do things.
Like, yes, of course.
What could we do that would... I'm being totally serious right now. Like, what... Just do something bad. Because I know if she goes into a rut, and I'll edit this out. I'll go into us laughing really hard, and she's jealous. Let's do something we put right after that, so she's like, oh, now they're not doing so good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know where I want you to go out of Aristotle? Just go out of, you know, the thing where we're laughing really hard and you come right in here. Man, that is so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
It was fun. It was like a B-plus level of fun. It wasn't great, but it was okay. You know what I mean? We were having okay amount
of
fun.
Well, I mean, I thought it was good.
It was all right, right? We had it's medium level. Not like the greatest fun, not like Six Flags, but...
So what's up lately? What have you been doing?
I guess... You know, shows, and, you know, you try to get on shows, and you show up, and, you know, you never like where you are in the lineup, but you don't want to say too much, because, you know, then you look like a dick, or you
look
like you want something, and so I don't know.
Oh, that's crazy.
So crazy.
It's like, that's the type of stuff you're like, wow, right? It's like, this happens?
When I'm in that situation... And I'm aware of it. I am like, whoa.
Have you been... I was thinking of that magician thing you did.
Yeah.
Like, that's behind
your Detition.
Ear. Yeah.
Stupid. I won't do it again, I promise.
Can you think of anything to talk about? No. I guess sometimes that's what's great about podcasts. People like the journey of getting lost, and then you find your
okay.
Do you want to go to the bathroom?
Okay.
And play in the toilet?
Do you want me to do it by myself, or do you want to come with me?
Do you have that sound effect?
I think that no, I don't.
I thought we could have done that bit where we play.
Well, hey, maybe there's a dog walking by suddenly. That would be interesting.
Oh, what would he wear? are you shitting me?
Do you have that song?
The elephant walking one?
You don't have it?
Okay, look. She's loving this.
Yeah.
We'll edit this out because we got to go back to the show. But that definitely gave her a chance to catch her breath.
Right.
That was a gem. You know, she was like, they got nothing. This is the worst show in the world.
Yeah.
Rory, by the way, we both played that pretty good. So let's edit this out. All right, this is funny, right? We're having fun.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about books. I thought she was angry about the book
club. No, I don't know anymore, Rory. To be honest, I get a little nervous. Can we do your intro now?
Yeah.
Seriously, can everybody... Here's what we're going to do, and I think it's worth it. I hope it's worth it. Everybody come behind me. Everybody come behind me.
Jordan.
You can go on the drums.
Come on.
All of us?
I don't know. Well, how about if we all go over there? But I need someone to play it, so then you could re-enter. But yeah, let's... We're all going to move over near the drums, and we're going to shoot this. And it's Rory's opening. So here we go. You can...
Rory, 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 Rory's going home. Rory, 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 Rory's going home. Rory, 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 Rory's going home. Rory's going home. Rory's going home. Rory's going home.
Song was so funny.
Don't fake it, don't be rude. Okay, so here's what I'm gonna do. We're gonna do something now that is very visual, but we're gonna shoot. Nick is close on Rory's face, and this is something that Rory used to do at parties, and it's so much fun to do that I want to do it too. So it's a guy. We need to get him a mic.
Can you hold a mic over to me?
No, but I want it to be mic'd for the audience, too. Sorry, we got time.
The stand's right behind you.
Go ahead. It's worth it. It's worth it. We're in no hurry. Every week I tell myself, don't hurry.
Can you go through the house so you can use that mic?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You turn the mic on. Okay, talking to it.
It's professional.
But talking to it. No, talking to it more.
Talking.
No, lift it up and push it towards him.
Push it up, push it, stuff it.
If I come over there to know what you should already do, there, now all of a sudden you know what you were just dilly-dallying around. Now all of a sudden it's funny, he knows, put it.
Todd just kicked Aristotle in the face.
I've never seen him so lazy before in my entire life. He goes, is it all right over here? I want it close enough so he can be like, hello, really loud into it. And I didn't mean to yell. You tell your mother that and I'll beat the shit out
of you. Never seen abuse like that in my life.
Shut up.
My Comic-Con badge said professional on it. This is the face of a profession.
The time from doing
producer.
It's so crazy.
All right, so the bit is, okay, you didn't play. You haven't, what happened? You had a wrist. Tell the story what happened. You're a drummer and you had a horrible story.
They're finally back together. This is their reunion show. They're so fucking excited.
They made so many mistakes over the years, right?
Yeah.
And now it's like,
tonight, we're going to get together, folks. You wanted a reunion tour? You fucking got one! Who's ready to rock tonight? Let me hear you! Hey! One, two, one, two, three, four!
That sound does not come out of me unless I'm having a lot of fun. Nick, I hope you're getting a close-up in this because it's worth waiting for. Can you do it again, too? And each time, even at the house, I'll tell them, like, get more intense. Like, we might have, that's our second chance in life.
It's our second chance getting together. We got a fucking reunion show. You guys paid the ticket. You're going to get the fucking show on your fucking life tonight.
Yeah, he's looking at the other members of the band like, keep playing, like vamp for me. How can he vamp for you? You're knocking over instruments.
Can I try it?
Oh my god, everybody can try it if they want.
Man, I really want to do that.
By the way, I'm not even joking, I'm nervous. You do such a good job, it's like maybe I should just fucking end it. Oh God, Rory, you got this, Nick. You do it so well; it's so enjoyable. You made me squeal like a fucking pig of laughing over there. I'm literally going, ah! You know why? It's comedy and tragedy. It's fucking the best. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? It's like this guy, man. He has a second chance in life, and then it all goes short.
Thank you!
Giving up a second chance!
Yeah!
We got one thing, but it goes in one ear and out the other. We had every reason never to gain the respect of our fans again. And we appreciate it. We're gonna fucking do it right. Let's do this fucking shit! What? Ah, fuck, I cut myself.
You fucking shitting me? No, I fucking cut myself! I'm not your fuck!
Does anybody else want to try it?
Sarah? I'll do vocalist.
What do you
mean? That version of it, but for the vocalist.
You mean you'll do like
the vocalist?
Oh, the other member in the band? The like lead singer of the band?
I know what we'll do. When we take a break, we'll get a piece of music ready, and then you'll do the equivalent of the vocalist.
Yeah.
I like sitting over here.
You should host it from over there from now on.
Does anybody else want to try it, Jake?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You do, come on.
Jake.
This is like, you know, mushrooms. Like, it's so enjoyable. Like, you go, do you want to try it? Or you set the standard high. You go, well, I know how much joy it's bringing me, so can I up it any, or should I just stop it right here? I think I said that over at the drums.
Atlanta, Georgia, how we doing tonight?
He knocks all the drums over.
Yeah!
Come over here. Oh, my.
I wish all the drums would have fallen over.
Can I tell you something? He did it.
Yeah.
He took it to another level. You know what, Jake? You made some serious choices. The way you lost the sticks, like then they sort of flew right out. Good fun. I hope the audience appreciates that because I do as many visuals as I can. Look at Aristotle straightening up the drum set.
Nick, get a close-up of Aristotle.
What did he say? They are my drums?
Yeah, they are my
drums. You don't have to be up there. I met Aristotle's mom. Did we talk about that?
And the intro.
Oh, we did. That's right.
You actually met his mom?
I was on Jimmy Kimmel last week, and I had him bring his mom, and she was very nice.
You met his mom?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. What about her?
Well, I mean, was she a nice person?
Yeah, well, she's... she kept singing
that's
this song.
Inappropriate. That's inappropriate.
We're inappropriate.
I think that's inappropriate. Her, I just grin
like a clown. That's Aristotle's mom.
My gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
I mean, I
can
guess...
I say, it doesn't even matter that I break the bit because it's still enjoyable. Any bit where you tell someone to get a piece of music ready and then you go, oh, that's the worst, is funny for me every time.
Always put them on the spot.
Well, it's just disrespectful. And I just want to say that a friend of mine's going through some hard times. Found out she has a terminal sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, my gal has got two eyes blue and
all right, Jake.
Brown.
No, Jake. She
always this is a different one. This is a different one.
Sometimes it's just being a dick. Like, he really saves himself. You know what? You don't know when. There's groups of people. Hey, can I play your intro now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should introduce you. Where's the guitar? There's no guitar. Okay, maybe this will work. I don't know if it will or it won't. I want to do your intro, and it's like a... And we're going to use this to do... well, first I'll test it out to see if it works before we do that. Will this work? No. I need like a piece of... Can you hold this, Aristotle? Maybe it'll work. Let me try something here. Hold on. All right, I think it'll work. We're going to intro. Can you hold that? You got to hold it tight. If you hold it tight, it'll sound better. Watch this. Hold on. No. What? I'm really playing it. Well, I'll give the pluck again.
All right, just so everyone, all the listeners know, Todd is plucking of an electric cord.
Explain exactly.
It sounds really good. I'm actually pretty impressed.
Okay, we're holding a piece of the extension
Aristotle
cord
and Todd
from the
are holding extension cord.
From
like,
a microphone.
Yeah, 1 yard away, and they're like, it's really taut, and... Todd's plucking it.
And then
it.
I pluck it, we play the sound effect, but it looks
How
really...
How do you do that?
Well, like this. Whatever I do. You want me to... Let me play in.
Oh, you were poor.
I'm really doing
You were
this.
Poor. You thought that was a guitar.
That's unfortunate.
You change. Then it doesn't sound that good. Let me try this. Hold on. Can you hold it again? Aristotle, here we go. Go ahead. Let me do a nice song. Let me try something. Here we go. Just roll in some betting music and I'll play along with it. All right, here we go. All right, go ahead. Oh, there we go.
What? Oh, shit. Holy shit. That's fucking good.
Is it really?
That's really fucking good. I'm not saying that just to blow smoke up your ass. That's really fucking good.
No, are you just saying it?
No. That sounds amazing. That sounds like a real electric guitar.
Seriously?
You're just plucking a chord?
Well,
how do you know where to pluck it?
It's not easy. That's why I need you to be quiet. I'm cocky and lying.
Oh, my God. That sounds beautiful.
You serious?
Yes. I have no reason to lie to you. That sounds amazing. And look at that. How are you able to make it sound like that and you can't even keep in time with the music? That's amazing.
It's clear that when you're looking at my hand holding the extension cord that I can't even pluck to the beat. It's obvious that I'm not fake plucking to the beat. And the thing was, I was trying. I was like, boom, boom, boom. But you're like, how does he look so uncoordinated, yet it comes out beautiful? All right, listen.
You turn it off through the house?
Yes. Do you want to read some tweets? Do you have tweets you like to read? We have good betting music.
What tweets that you want me to read? Specific tweets?
What if your wife's name was Mama? And people had to say it like that. Say it.
Do it. You do it.
What is your... can you go Mama? Like, yeah. And I want you... Oh, you want to do it or do you want... Why don't we... That's your wife. Why don't we have it where I meet the both of you? Yeah, and she's your wife. And by the way, you have when I go mama, I try to make it have a little French sound. You go, no, it's mama. Like you almost do the jazz hands a little bit.
Todd.
Oh, hi. How you doing? What's
your... I'm great. Well, that's why we wanted to walk over. I don't want to interrupt your dinner here.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, okay.
Do we have any dinner music? Sure. I try to do a professional show.
Well, I didn't think we were interrupting since you're alone.
Why if it's a bit, do I have to be alone? Why have to make it so sad? Rory, that's the way you do bits. You always, all of a sudden, well, here's Rory directing
the bit. I don't want to get loud
restaurant. You're sitting there with a dog trying to blow it, and we walk over. That's how you throw it. That's what you throw at me. I'm like, I don't want that to be the bit. That doesn't have to be the bit.
Yeah.
So in the bit, I'm with people. I want to be with friends.
All right. So anyways, we're at a restaurant. And Todd's waiting on a table. We walk over to Todd's one of the waiters here at the restaurant. Okay. He has no friends here.
Why would I be introducing myself to a person? A good waiter doesn't introduce and say, what's
your name? I know you, so I'm walking over to you.
Oh, okay.
Todd, hey.
Hey, how you doing, Rory?
I didn't know that you worked here. I didn't know you needed supplemental income. How's the book?
I bought the place. You know what? Everybody, but I didn't.
Oh, you're the owner who decides to wait tables. You're like Ted Danson in Cheers.
You know what? You can't hire anybody. You can't count on anybody.
I agree with that. Anyways, I don't know if you've met my wife before.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
This is Todd, and this is Mama.
Hi.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Just Mama.
Hold it still. You hold it and you move to it. It's all right. Well, I'm sorry. Meme?
No. Mama.
Mama?
Mama.
Oh. Mama. Mama?
No. It's,
you're making jazz hands. I'm not going to make jazz hands every time I say your name.
You're insulting my wife. Are you making an issue of this?
Oh, I'm not at all. What's
her name?
It's okay. Let me just... It's
Mama.
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 Mama, do the hands.
I can't do it. Come on, I feel like an idiot. I'm not.
You feel like an idiot. This is my fucking wife's name, and you feel like an idiot saying her name.
No, I feel like an idiot.
No, it's not, babe. It's not.
Oh, hey.
It's not okay.
No, it's an idiot. It's an idiot to make jazz hands. Yes, I'll say any name.
That's how you say her name. You have to do the jazz hands.
Oh, well, guess how you say my name.
Oh, okay. Asshole. Is that how you say it?
Yes, but you put your finger on your head and you turn around six times and you're saying asshole.
Now you're making fun of my wife and her family's culture.
No, I'm saying I have visual things that have to do with my name.
She
grew
up in a very, very, very distant part in Alaska, and that's how you say her name.
You seriously want me to do this?
Yeah, but crow. You have to crow like...
Mama!
No.
Mama!
Mama! Do it for me.
Mama! Hello, Mama! Is that right? What do you mean, no?
You're not doing it, babe.
It's...
Mama! Mama!
Do you not hear the...
It's close.
Mama!
It's close.
Mama!
Look, I know... Babe, can I talk to you for a second? I know you're just trying to get this to move along. I think it's insulting to you. I'm insulted that he can't do it right. It insults.
I'm trying over here.
If our child was going through this, would you want it to just be rushed, or would you defend our child? Try it one more time. And if it's wrong, I'll never eat here again. Asshole. It's close.
Mama!
That's my sister's name.
Is that right?
This is really close.
Let the cat do it. You're saying blowjob.
Oh, he likes the song.
Make it.
Blowjob.
That was blowjob.
Blowjob.
Blowjob. You said blowjob. No, that's not what you were saying before. Right there. What were you just saying? No. That. No, you switch it right there. Such a fun bit. So juvenile that I love it. Trying to catch this cat. Blowjob. That. Well, this is the show, I guess. I guess this is what we do now. The Todd Glass Show. So I gotta play. There's a kind of heat at the top of the show. Tonight the intro's intro. A personal greeting from your host. You know what I mean, just the two Rory Scovel's our guest, ladies and gentlemen. This is the start of the Todd Glass Show. I don't know what the fuck those other shows are doing.
Thank
called
you.
It's called a cold opening.
Frigid.
We'll take a
burr.
We'll be right back.
And we
so listen very carefully.
It's my show.
Closer now, and you will see this is fun.
Oh, it is fun. Come on.
Bail out when it's done.
We bail out when it's done. Sure.
It's a
bailout. It's a bailout. Rory Scovel's. What? That
you will Todd, seriously, realistically, when Todd speaks, how many more shows do you think you have left so before it's all over? Like, guesstimate.
How many shows?
How many more do you think you could do? Guesstimate.
Honest?
I got like honest to God.
Three.
How many? You got three left in you?
No.
Three good ones?
Three more good ones. What would I do if I had... I don't know, like guys like Letterman, how they do that long.
Which,
that's wait, a lot of work.
Imagine Hardwick comes down and he goes, you got 1 week to wrap it up.
I just go nuts. What would I do different? There's nothing. That's
how do you,
the one
how do you,
good
how do you
thing
do
about
the podcast
it
version of what Conan did on The Tonight Show?
What if Jay Leno took over my podcast? You think that would be bad? You watch what you say, okay? Just be, watch your mouths, all of you. You all think you got shit. You all got shit. Nothing. Nothing. Hey, Rory, you know what I was thinking the other day? What
yep
time is it? That's not what I was thinking, by the way. I don't want you, what? I don't want you to think I have such a shallow life.
Like, hey, you know what I was thinking about the other day? I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. There's nothing.
I wonder if I should get some food.
There's no depth at all. Not easy to eat. Hold on, give me a second. I'm not afraid of... You know what the worst thing is? Being afraid of breathing on the air. Just, they take the journey with you, the people. They, who knows? Maybe they have to breathe. It's so rude. Right. You notice, like, if I take a deep breath, they take a deep breath. There's no rush. There's no rush. Okay, I was thinking something the other day, and I want you to be the dog in this bit.
Okay.
And if you want, I could switch.
Okay.
I'm being totally serious. To George Carlin, I want you to be the dog in this bit. I was saying on stage that the reason dogs are happy is because they have, basically, if they have love, that's what love would mean, shelter food and love. Shelter food and love. But that is all encompassed in love. But yeah, all they really want is shelter food. And dogs, when they're, this, by the way, I know I couldn't achieve full, the ultimate would be, like people want to achieve pure Buddha, would be to achieve pure dog. Seriously, like it sounds funny, but it's so true. So because they're not thinking like, and this bit comes to you in a second, they're not thinking like, oh, I love my house, but like, and my everyone, they love me. All they do is squeeze me and bite me and feed me, but this house is ugly. It's embarrassing. It is. You know, like picture the dog driving around in the car, just some owner that they genuinely love that dog. They got it out of a shelter.
Yeah.
It was abused, and now they just love it and kiss it, and this couple sleep with it every night, and it's in the car, and they go, why don't you stick your head out the window anymore? It's, I'm embarrassed.
Can I tell you something?
Scar's a piece of shit.
I have an owner, too. I also have an owner. He walks me once.
I've seen him.
Once, twice a day. He wears these loafers, and I'm just like, do you have no shame? Do you even care what you look like? You know, I'm out here shitting in public, and I feel like I'm probably less embarrassed than you. You got on those loafers. Put on a goddamn shoe. You know what I mean? We get back to the house. His wife, she loves to see me. She scratches me behind the ears. I like it, but it's like, you know, change your clothes. You're going to wear that around the house? Why do you have to dress up in your own home? That's my question.
I know what you mean. Okay, the people I live with.
This is what the dogs are talking about,
yeah,
while they play poker in,
oh,
those,
yeah,
paintings.
Yeah. And the paintings, right? Now you have a visual, motherfuckers. Rory just gave you a visual. By the way, this bit is not done. I love it still. I know, because I feel bad. Should I put on the dog voice?
Yeah, yeah.
I know. My owners, they love me too, but they got me, literally, I was in a bad situation. I was in a horrible situation,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I didn't know life could be like this. I mean, they love me. Let me tell you something. When I say they never yell at me, you know how sometimes people say, don't say never? They never yell at me. I do what I'm supposed to do. They love me, and they lay in bed with them every night. But lately in the car, they want me to stick my head out the window. It is such a piece of shit.
You're embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. I know I shouldn't be, but
what year is it?
I'm embarrassed to say.
Ugh. You know when the postman comes up and you know you want to bark at him and bite him?
You know what I mean? When you see the postman,
yes.
You want to?
Yes.
You should see the mail we get. I'm embarrassed to show my face. You know how some families, they only get coupons? That says something about your neighborhood. I won't even attack the postman. He comes up, I say, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Smedley, I just want to say thank you for sophomore year when you got so mad at me. You raised your fist and the whole class froze. Oh, my God, we're about to see a teacher assault a child. And then you stopped and you said, hit the street.
It's the play about Mr. Smedley, the side no one ever talked about.
I remember that one afternoon you told me I had to stay for detention and there was liquor on your breath.
Oh, shut up.
You were smoking a cigarette in the classroom, which I was pretty certain you weren't allowed to do. You told me to sit in that chair and put my head down.
And you complained to your wife. It's not even...
And then all you did was complain about your wife for 1 hour, and I had to listen to it. And I was like, this isn't right. This is not right. Students should not have to go through this. Anyways, I want to say thank you. That made me a better person in the end.
Is this true? This is how you get up every day. You know, is this? Be honest with me.
All right, I will be.
This is what someone told me. Every day you wake up, you play this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
It's so nice to have you here with me today.
I know. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
Start it over.
Howdy, howdy.
I think everybody could sing better than that. I'm embarrassed by the group I'm in. Play it over. Put some reverb in our mics so we sound nice for the audience. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
It's so nice to have you here with me
today. All right, Jake, seriously, you fucking idiot. Oh, God. I can't take the fucking songs.
Can I tell you something?
Not in the middle of something. Not in the middle. Good. Blah, 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 blah. Mama.
No, you're say not right. Saying it right.
I want to say it right.
Well, then listen to how she
mama.
Says it.
Mama. Look at my hands. Hello, mama. Hello, mama.
You're doing it like a weird...
Hi, this mama.
It's
hello,
more,
mama.
It's more Italian, like, mama.
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
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 Hey, Rory, I didn't know you ate here. Hey, mama.
Yeah, see, he got it.
Oh, my goodness.
He got it.
So long.
Shut up.
Did you know Todd waited tables here? I didn't know that forever.
I own I own the place.
Oh, I still didn't get that.
couldn't afford staff. Huh?
I still didn't get that, by the way, that gentleman over there yelled at you for getting those plates out late. I didn't know that you were the owner.
Shut the music off.
Blah,
what's
blah,
the matter?
Blah, blah,
be the
blah.
Dog. What's the matter? Why are you pouting? This guy's talking to his dog, and the dog. Is...
Well, if I can be honest with you.
What's the matter with you today? Why don't you look so sad? Well, what's my dog's name?
I don't know. Trisket.
Trisket. And he's aware of social. He has the same. It's either we need to learn from dogs, or if dogs learn from us, this is how a dog would be. Hold on. No. Okay, so... What's the matter, huh, Trisket?
What?
What's the matter? You seem so sad. What's the matter, baby?
Can I be completely honest with you?
Yeah, what's the matter?
You're dousing yourself in cologne day in and day out. It doesn't bring people closer to you. It pushes them away. Too much of a good thing.
By the way, that person exists. And that dog loves that person with the worst cologne on in the world. The dog. So that's what happens.
And I mean, look at me. I can smell better than you. Your friends are backing up when you go to hug them times 1,000. That's my reaction. I'm a dog, for Christ's sake. Give me a cube for this drink.
Ask me what's
He's
wrong.
Drinking.
Ask me. I'll be a dog
hey,
now.
Buddy. Hey, buddy. What's wrong, bud?
Honestly... No, everywhere we go, you're so loud on your cell phone, and everyone stares at us. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I know I love you. I do so much, but when you do it, it's just you're so loud. You have no idea, and the look on your face right now says you don't get it.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Well, I know I'm just your dog and everything, and I usually hang out in the
back. I thought you were the owner.
I was just going back and forth.
What's the matter? You know, What's the matter? You want to go out? You want to go for a walk?
Here's the thing. Every time we go for a walk, your wife fucks your neighbor. And you're too dumb to realize it. It's so obvious. They have such a rapport.
The dog wouldn't. It would lick the other guy, the other woman. It would be friendly to everybody. Dogs, I'm telling you, it's not that hard. I'm serious. Be like a dog. Be like a dog. Seriously.
Mr. Smedley.
I'm happy with anything. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I hold up the wrong post-it. Mr. Smedley, what do you want to say to him? He really changed your life. He's going to listen to the show, by the way.
Mr. Smedley.
How about your teacher that didn't let you do it? Why don't you tell her to go fuck herself in honor of Mr. Smedley doing the right thing?
I can't even do that because she was right to flunk me. I should have never stabbed that other student.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm lucky that's all they did was fail me. I should be in jail. A lot of people died that day. Anyways, assembly was hard.
What time is it? I hate to do this, but...
Assembly.
844. God. I hear you. Look at me, the worst interview in the world. Instead of apologizing that I really wasn't listening, I heard a tidbit enough to say, you know, there's people that do that. You're not listening. Yeah, talk about the mall, cars. Anyway, just because you can repeat a few key words doesn't mean you were engaged. I wanted to engage in conversation with you, not have you just, yeah, car, mall, dog, blue. Oh, random words. You're right. I did say all of them, but it still wasn't enjoyable. It's like, God forbid you ever ask anybody what they're on their phone for, like at your house. By the way, I don't mind if somebody reminds me about the cell phone. Someone will be like, Todd, like, even you, and you're strict. I love it. I go, thank you, because it's never anything important. I don't mind being reminded. But every so often you'll remind somebody, God forbid they're doing something for you coincidentally. Here's the way they react, and you'll know exactly what I mean. You forgot you 20 seconds ago asked them something. Come on, get off your phone. I'm looking up the directions to the place you were going tomorrow. All right. You lucked out. You lucked out. You happened to be you didn't get your rep from helping me on the phone. 99.9% of the time you're doing something else. The one time you caught me on a loophole. Great. You win by default. You know who's – you and OJ can hang out together now because you both go, I'm innocent too, just like you, by default, not by soul or heart.
Can
or
I tell
guts
you something?
Or grit.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, what's the problem?
My owner.
Good choice.
My owner's a good guy, right?
Yeah. I'll be the bartender.
Yeah. You're the dealer at the poker table.
Oh, okay. I'm the dealer.
Can I tell you something about my owner?
Shoot.
He's a good guy. Saturdays we go to the park. He throws a frisbee. He throws that weird crane thing where the ball comes out. I don't know what it's called. Nobody knows what it's called. But he does that thing. He's a good guy. I don't know how to handle this situation. A couple weeks ago, I caught him sexting with his nephew. Here's the thing, though. The nephew started it.
The nephew's 50, right?
The nephew's 50.
And he how started old's he? It.
He's 87.
Technically, this bit is fine. So far, we've creeped right in under the radar of me being okay with it. I'm being totally serious. Because it's 50. All right, listen, there's nothing. I would normally edit this out, but if the guy's 50 and he's hitting on his 83-year-old uncle, it's weird, but I'd still call child services. But I don't even know if they'll come out. I'm serious. I don't know if they'll come out.
I don't know if they'll
come out. Well, I call the mental health. I would do something about it, but I wouldn't have the stomach ache I would have if it was any other situation.
Well, that's the thing. I want to do all that stuff, but I'm just a dog, so I don't know who to tell this to. I try to tell the other dogs. They're like, you're crazy. 87, 50.
You ask me what's the matter.
What are
I'll
they
be your
sexting? What's the 87-year-old guy sexting? Hey, look how not hard my dick is.
He becomes a comic off that one line.
Ask me what's the matter. I live with you. Yeah. We live in a whatever. You ask me, like, you would look at a dog if he looked upset or something.
Hey, buddy, you didn't eat any of your food. What's going on, buddy?
I'm fine.
You sure? You don't look like you're fine.
No.
You're not telling me something?
I feel bad. All you do is love me and feed me, and both you're just like, don't even yell at me, ever.
Yeah, you're a good dog.
There's something I want to tell you.
All right.
I feel bad. I really, really feel bad.
You're my dog. You can tell me anything.
That too.
Your toupee is embarrassing.
What? It's embarrassing.
The thing you put on your head.
Yeah?
It's embarrassing. Dogs ask me about it.
What do they say?
They say, what is that he's wearing?
You need something to tell them? Well, next time one of those dogs... Next time one of those fucking dogs asks you what I'm wearing, tell him it's the previous dog I used to own.
Oh.
You got that? You piece of shit.
No. Have that go a different direction. I demand you. I demand you that you don't. The guy can't be aggressive.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I'm sorry about the hair.
Why don't you tell me the truth? Go, I know it looks bad, but it makes me feel better, and then I'll react.
Yeah.
And I'll be the dog. So I just embarrassed with you too.
All right. Well, I can't not wear it, okay?
Why?
Well, you know that you're not the first golden retriever we owned. You know, your grandmother was my first dog. And, well, when she died, I had a lot of her fur and skin made into hair. And I wear it because I miss her.
Is that true?
No.
Oh, shut up, Rory. Rory.
No, I have hair loss and I'm worried about it.
Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel. Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel. Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel. Oh, 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 Rory Scovel.
That was a comedy roller coaster. Oh, no, yeah. It's like everywhere you go that way, then you go that way, then you think. That was like if you were a basketball of jokes and you kept switch, you know, fake right, go left.
Yeah.
I know a lot about sports. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
You're listening to Sports with Ty Glass.
Ty, give us some updates on sports radio right now. Go ahead. Tell us about sports.
You're listening to Sports Radio with Todd Glass.
Get up, just open your eyes.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Sports Radio, Todd Glass.
A lot of people don't know this, but the podcast is about to become just strictly sports.
By the way,
here's a preview of future episodes.
If you'll play real people the way they are when they call in for a sports show, everyone's going to be listening for me to do this. But if you play really the way people are, we're going to put you on the air, and then you just start talking. I could fake it. But you're all going to know what I'm doing, so you're going to find it in a fucking second. You really got to go. No one else is looking. They had me fill in. I'm a guy. I live in New Jersey. Obviously, I don't know a lot
about
sports.
They just grabbed you.
Yeah, they just grabbed me. They go, just fill in. Here's the questions people ask you. Okay.
You're listening to Real, Real Sports.
Top 10 baseball players of all time will take your calls. Who would you put on the list? You saw the New York Times.
Bring.
Go ahead, top 10.
Hi, yeah, I was just calling in. You're doing the top 10 of greatest baseball sports.
Top 10 greatest baseball. Some people say they shouldn't even put out the article because it can't be reduced to the top 10. What's your top 10, Tony?
I 100% believe it can be reduced to the top 10. I mean, Cal Ripken.
Get out of here. How can you judge it? It's three of people.
Fuck you.
Off the top 10. Go fuck yourself.
You fuck you.
Bring, bring, bring.
Go ahead, top 10. What's wrong?
What's wrong? My dad said I could call into the show.
Hey,
this is my first time on the radio.
Blow him up, Charlie.
What is happening?
Okay, now try to be real. I'll try to be
blow him up, Charlie.
I don't know. That's his producer.
Charlie, the producer, blow him up.
He doesn't like
blow him up.
He doesn't like when kids call.
My dad said that Babe Ruth.
Your dad's a fucking weirdo. Tell your dad to not be a weirdo. Your dad. No, try to do it
my
for real.
My dad plays baseball.
He's a weirdo. Hey, Rory, would you do? Let me ask you a question here. That was might have been more noise than more than that.
No, I think that was perfect.
I think that
music
was good.
How dare you?
No, the music was perfect. I meant what I was adding to it. Rory, to tell you the truth, wasn't doing so good. Blames me. Would you do... Try to move past it. Blames me. But anyway, I went off to, that way I don't have to do it in the opening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know where I have to go? I thought Rory threw me under the bus a few times. I think everyone's laughing. I could sneak it in. Everybody laugh. I'll do, ready, laugh again. I don't know why Rory blamed me. I mean, he wasn't doing so well himself. Listen, okay, here's what we're going to do. I think you won't hear it. Everybody, don't just really do a good, genuine laugh, and I want to do it again. I do a good, genuine laugh. Everybody, a good, genuine laugh. Not over the top to George Carlin. Here we go. I mean, he's not really carrying his weight either. Anyway, listen. Without Jordan, he's lacking. But listen, here's what I'd like to do. Here's what we're going to do. Listen, I want to... would you do a cigarette ad?
Yes.
You really would?
Yes.
What would you... Okay, now, you think... Okay, play the smoke them cigarette. Smoke them cigarette.
Don't have the full one.
Oh, you don't? You have just... That one, right there.
Smoke that cigarette.
Smoke them cigarettes. You're gonna smoke them cigarettes. You're gonna smoke them if you can. Puff, puff, puff them if you can.
Smoke them cigarettes.
So give Rory some betting music, and what would your cigarette commercial be? You think it's bad to do this bit?
What's the I gotta hear the music. What's the music
you're just gonna do? Hi, I'm Rory Scovel, and you're gonna sell out.
Okay, yeah.
You sell out.
Some echo?
Yeah,
oh, there it is.
The cigarette company gives you like $5 million, and you've been on the air for, you have a show on the air for about 5 years. It's number one. When you walk into a restaurant, people know who you are. You make enough money.
Yeah.
You'd still do a cigarette ad?
Yeah.
$5 million?
Yeah.
All right, well, and this would be it?
Yeah.
Right, give him some betting, and then when you're done, he'll fade right into the how the commercial ends.
Just start whenever?
Yeah.
Hi, folks. How are you? I'm TV's Rory Scovel, and I'll tell you what keeps me refreshed, and that's a nice, cool cigarette. I do it in the morning when I wake up, I do it in the afternoon, and I do it after I make love to my wife in the evening. Sometimes I forget to put it out, and I almost burn the house down. If you're looking for a nice, cool cigarette, I'll tell you what, it reminds me of a nice, cool walk on the beach or a nice stroll in the mountains. You know when your kid comes home and says they got an A on a test? That's the same feeling I get when I smoke a cigarette. You ever have a priest come up to you and say, without question, you're going to heaven? That's smoking cigarettes for me. Folks, grab yourself a nice pack of cool cats and don't forget to throw that butt in the trash. That's Rory Scovel.
Smoke cool that cigarette. Smoke that cigarette.
Oh, God. Sell out so much. You know, folks, the feeling of when a priest tells you you're definitely going to heaven and you read the copy, you don't even care. You're like, you read the copy, they think he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Here's the guy. Say, well, go to hesitate.
Yeah.
Go, you, the line, what's the problem with the line? Hey, Rory, how you doing? I work with the Marlboro company.
Oh, okay.
What's the problem with the line?
I was just reading the, when a priest says that you'll definitely go to heaven.
Oh, it's 6 million, not five, by the way.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what I was asking.
Good, we'll get started. Nice meeting you.
Here we go.
Okay. Hey, the line about, what was the problem? It made the, hold on, let me read this.
About
the birth of your baby, it didn't kill.
Yeah, the joy you have smoking a cigarette is better than when your kid is born.
Well, you got to, look at you. You all got a backbone, don't you? You know what? I owe you the apology. First of all, and let's get back to this. It's supposed to be $8 million.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, well, what's the thing with the line? You had a problem with
it? I don't even think it. I don't.
Ooh, this is not a bit that paints us in a good light. No, have a little backbone. Even I was getting sick even though I knew it was a bit. Like, we're just like, what is that? By the way, I have talked about this on the show before. And by the way, call me on my bullshit because, you know, like everybody else, I like money. But and there's not that many things. You know when you say you shouldn't guess the money you don't have? Would you do an ad? First of all, my answer to that is, yeah, if I could do them like other people that do them and still look cool, you'd want to do them like Jerry Seinfeld, who all his ads, even if they're not hilarious, they're stylistic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, hopefully I'd be like that. Yeah. So it's like, I would do ads. I'm not
Jerry
one of those
Seinfeld
people that sits around and goes, I would never sell out. It's not selling out if your ad's creative. Just the word isn't selling out. It's that you keep integrity.
Yeah,
if you
yeah
can do an ad and keep your integrity, yeah, I'd fucking do it. Hopefully I'd make good choices. But I don't look, it's easy to say no to money you don't fucking have. But I hope I'm not bullshitting myself. Don't think I could do a cigarette ad. I would not do a cigarette ad.
Right.
And that would suck because that would be – you know what I mean? Like if you would been offered that much money.
Yeah.
But do you think you could?
Wait, how much money?
It's a, you know, your show's on the air for 3 years,
yeah,
and they're offering you, it's like an internet campaign, for, and you get $5
million. $5 million for an internet campaign?
I know. Well, is it wrong to make the scenario that high? Because, you know, it's, would you do it for a million?
What I was going to say is I do it for 15, maybe 10 grand.
Oh, hold on.
Let me, and that's before let me taxes
get,
and commission.
Let me get Steve Fine Arts on the line.
That's before taxes and commission.
He's doing an ad for cigarettes. That's before taxes and commission. Yeah. I get you to say it three times. But it was worth it because it's so absurd. That's before taxes and commission. I don't laugh. That's before taxes and commission. But you were right because it's fucking funny. Like this, I know that why that's funny. That's right up my alley with characters. That's before. Is it or isn't it, by the way?
It is. So I don't even get that. I get maybe six, maybe seven.
Last week I helped my friend stay put. It's a lot easier than helping someone move.
Oh, Jesus. What time is it?
I had my palm read. I wrote something on it first to see if she would read that too.
Oh, see, Lynn, we keep Mitch alive. Why don't you send me some cash? Seriously. Come on, man. You know Mitch would be laughing. It's the only time I want to believe that there is somebody that people can hear you in an afterlife.
And they are laughing.
Only on, yeah. Only on bits like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Two in one is a bullshit term because one is not big enough to hold two. That's why two was created.
I see him, I'm telling him I don't like that one.
You know, a severed foot is the ultimate stocking stuffer.
Oh,
that's a great one.
You know, I think the older you get, if you don't cry more, because I was seriously thinking the other day, like, not cry out of sadness, but cry out of, like, anything. You know, I think, I was first thinking, why? Like, is it, Why did I do that more than I used to? And not I'm not embarrassed because I'm an adult now and I learned that you embrace that you don't. But you know when you're younger, especially you're like, you know you don't want to be seen crying. But as you get older, and I realize that maybe it's because you appreciate shit more. Because today there were these two kids on a skateboard, right? One kid took a fall pretty hard. They were probably about 12 years old.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of Stand By Me, that age. They're just fucking loving life. They can go out. They can do what they want, even though they can't. They can still take their skateboard to 7-Eleven. And you could tell they're really good friends. One takes a fucking fall really hard.
Yeah.
And then the other one turned around and came back. And he's like, oh, I was like, at a red light, he hurt. And then the other guy just started, like, messing up his hair, going, yeah, you're fine. Ah. And then he went, shut up. And then they got up and they roller skated away. They skateboarded away.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look at that. That's like that age, that friendship. I was like, I started to cry. And then I was fine 10 seconds later.
Yeah. Well, menopause.
Shut up. You know who always stops by when you're here? They get excited. But
oh, that's ridiculous.
What, you like it?
You still haven't said something.
You... We like it.
You like it?
Yeah, it's
I
my
think
favorite
it's disrespectful.
Show.
No. Why would that kid?
You know,
keep
you make me feel
that?
Like an old person, an older person, like in their 70s with no sense of humor. Oh, Rory, because I know that you know I want that everyone to like that kid, and I know you're not going to give it to me, but I love it. That's why I love what you do. You're like, oh, that kid. Someone needs to tell him to stop playing. I'm going to go over and shoot him.
I genuinely think it's rude. I genuinely think it's rude.
Well, you know, maybe you're right. Oh, Mr. Rogers, stop it. Some people are not soulless. You taught me that. I make the trolley. No, no. You're right. I apologize. In the name of him, he says, don't say things that are not nice.
Okay.
It's hard not to make Mr. Trolley, like, because he's so pure and so decent.
Yeah.
Say, last week, Blake Wexler was on the show. I should call him now Baked Wexler. The guy, really.
He cooks a lot of cookies. He smoked.
Well, he hears every episode, Blake, because he has a computer that and if he hears someone talking about him, he has that. And it's in his house. In the 3 a.m, if a podcast down drops in his name, so he's listening right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler. I listen. So the Family Guy, the trumpet, and I don't know, something. He's fun. We're going for the close. We are. We're going in.
This whole thing has been the close.
It has been.
It's been a good close.
We still haven't done your intro.
We didn't?
No, there's one more.
Oh, play his intro. Let's start the show. Welcome, everybody. It's the Todd Glass Show. Let's play his intro and then say goodnight.
Rory Scovel's on the Todd Glass Show.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Rory's always such a treat, you know. Gonna do some bits with Todd Glass.
Everybody, we got the bubble machine
Rory
going.
Is a perfect guest. Rory Scovel's on the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Other shows, that is the start of the show. And we do a tight show, to be honest. We do 10 minutes every week.
I like it.
That's why I tell my guests it's 10 minutes. This is when it starts.
You get in?
This
you
is
get
our
out.
Show.
You get in, you
This
get
is
out.
The start of the show. All that. What is that? That's called nothing.
Warm up, cold open.
That's nothing what we did.
Yeah.
If people, that's why the people can't talk bad about the podcast. That was the way I started. People go, the first hour and 90 minutes of Todd's show is nothing. And people go, oh, like he says.
Yeah.
What are you, an idiot? It's nothing. That was nothing. If there was a morsel of something that made you laugh, whew, because now we're about to do the show. It's a 10-minute show.
Yeah.
Other podcasts, they do... Nah, you do 10 minutes.
They do too long.
Yeah.
But too long. Way too long.
It's way too long.
Way too long.
So no, everyone doesn't listen to the first part of my show because they know. They go, yeah, you know when
go
you're
to
listening...
Go to the final 10.
You go to the final 10. Yeah. If they choose to listen to it, it's not like then they can complain because you go, yeah, you're not supposed to listen to that. Todd Glass doesn't... Todd Glass has a 10-minute podcast. Are you shitting me? And you're going to somehow twist it and blame it on him? No, you can't go around telling that the beginning sucks. You look like a crazy person. That's the whole concept of the show.
Yeah.
If you go to the last 10 minutes, if you're listening to the whole show, no, he's saying don't listen to it.
Can I tell you something?
What?
My
look
owner,
at our characters.
My owner.
What about your owner? What type of dog?
He likes to fall asleep listening to podcasts. And the other night, he throws on the Todd Glass Show. He's up for 3 hours. And he goes, what the hell? I was trying to fall asleep 3 hours ago. Here I am 3 hours in the show. I said, you fucking idiot. You don't listen to the whole 3 hours. You fast forward to the final 10 minutes. Also, I saw him murder somebody. But more so,
you put that
podcast. There's 3 people buried in our backyard. But I'll tell you what, it's the podcast that kills me. I gotta hear it. I'm in the living room downstairs. I still hear it.
He doesn't listen to it on headphones?
He does. I'm a dog. My hearing's incredible. I hear the whole thing. I'm like, fast forward to the final 10, dickweed. Also, stop murdering our friends.
Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel. Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel. Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel, Rory Scovel. Oh, 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 Rory Scovel. Chicken sandwiches for Jordan.
Jordan, Jordan, Jordan. What else? Is there anything? I know. It's time to say goodnight. I know, I know, I know. Well, I'm not going to call myself a comedian's comedian. Thank you, though. Thank you. Well, other podcasts don't be outlawed, but thank you. you, Mr. Trolley. Well, guess what, Rory? We go in for... Let me say thank you to everybody, and then we're going to do our last thing. We got every posted on this. What time is it? I hate to keep asking, but...
Like
9:07. It goes so quick.
It does.
If I didn't have to get up early tomorrow, I would... This is like one of the only nights I have to...
Yeah.
End it a little earlier than usual. I'm going to... These people, I miss you. So, you know what I thought about?
Well,
I didn't
finish. Let's try to have the softest voice as possible.
I didn't finish one sentence.
What are you talking about?
Not I'm Jim Gaffigan's voice. Oh my God, Todd's doing Jim Gaffigan's voice. What do you think Jim Gaffigan makes a year? About? Do you think he makes more than 50,000?
Oh, money?
No.
Or do you mean like different crafts?
What does he make? You think he makes a blanket or a...
He makes one kid a year. Jesus Christ, settle down.
They have five.
They have five children.
And you know what? I bet it runs like clockwork if I know Jeannie Gaffigan. I go, it's a vision you'd want to see, I bet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I bet
it
it's
is.
Very organized. I get it. Bet it's very organized when they go out. Like, I picture them all dressed perfectly.
Yeah.
And everything running like clockwork. And Jim dragging behind. Acting like he's helping, but he really has nothing to do with it. He's there.
Yeah.
But he can't, like, really do the org. There's not... It's pretty organized without Jim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he gets the... That's how I picture it. I've never seen it yet. But picture them walking through New York.
Have you heard his joke about having four kids? I know he has five, but when it was, like, before he had the fifth one, where someone's like, how do you have three kids? What's that like? Or what's it like having a fourth kid? And he's like, picture you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby.
I love that bit
oh,
so much.
God.
It perfectly describes what that's probably like.
That's hilarious.
You feel like you're dying, and then someone makes it worse.
Well, folks, every week we try to just, you know, end with positive words and encouragement, and we go to close right now. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Nick for putting a great video up of Fake Problems, Chris.
Yeah.
Put it up online. He did it. Took a minute version of it and put it up, the video up on Facebook. And
amen.
And I tweeted it.
Amen.
And Aristotle, thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Sarah.
Amen.
Thank you for doing bits, for being silly.
Amen.
Amen. And Scott. Oh, is there anything you need to? Because first of all, I wouldn't do this except that I think like it's. If people go see it, it's good. So Modern Comedian, and you know, because you're hanging out today. Can people go see those somewhere? By the way, I swear to you, to George Carlin, that was all Rory's doing. I wasn't even looking over that way. I was going to really go see Modern Comedian. And I shit a little. I shit a little when you did that.
That's all right.
No, it's not.
That's okay.
I want to show it to everybody. I'm proud.
Show us. Show us where you pooped. Show us your poop.
Modern okay. Comedian. Where do people go see Modern Comedian?
You can actually just go to...
No. Come on.
YouTube.com/ModernComedian.
Okay, cool. I have an idea. We're working on something, but I don't want to say what it is. But I'm excited about it. But I don't want... No, people don't care.
Hey,
someone else will swipe the idea.
YouTube.com/ModernComedian.
That's my impression of
Scott.
Don't
make fun of him. He doesn't sound like
that.
Do
you want to hear an impression of
Scott?
No,
listen. No, no.
All right.
I'm going to replay the way he sounds and prove
rewind it and you tell me I'm wrong.
Well, he doesn't sound nasally like that, and it's embarrassing, and I'm going to defend a friend. I'm going to defend a friend, Roy.
All right, well, rewind.
Play it back. Seriously, play it back.
Yeah, well, what you want to do is go to YouTube.com/ModernComedian. Modern Comedian. Yeah.
YouTube! YouTube.com/man. YouTube!
All right, everybody. Oh, my God.
You didn't think me.
Didn't I? Oh, Jake, thank you very much.
I know the mics are still on, right?
Yeah.
I want people to know that I had a good time.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.